Hi, Tony. The article is really helpful for me because I'm lost at the entry level of my future research now, and I think I can apply for critical thinking to serve my research. My major is ecology, and I will work on global change. As you know, global warming has been accepted little by little, but the mechanism has not been uncovered, and greenhouse gas has been considered the murder of global warming. So we need to know how greenhouse gas produced and how it can affect global warming, and how can we change it and prevent global warming. Carbon dioxide, one kind of greenhouse gas, is considered the first factor contributing to global warming. So we need to know the carbon sink and source, and how does it work for global warming. And if global warming is true, how can we prevent it? All of the steps will help us to uncover global warming. And critical thinking is not only a big part of physics problem-solving method, but also other many subjects. When we encounter an issue, the first thing of us is to know what it is, and then we need to know what will affect it, and how can we resolve it. The problem-solving method guides us our thinking processes. I think it is key for us to resolve the problems in both research life and our everyday life. Of course, I agree on Tony's idea that is diagram reasoning and solution over an issue, but I think there are many ways for us to do that. For example, we don't need diagram on the paper because we can do it just in our head. My co-worker, her name is Han Yan, agrees on definition of appealing. When I came here 3 months ago, I need to talk all kinds of people who focus on different fields so that I can get the idea that what shall I do in the future. Han Yan is one of the people I talked of, and her advice on how should I do began I research was to read a lot of references and then abstract all kinds of opinions on the issue, and then analyze the results of all opinions, synthesize their advantage and avoid their disadvantage as much as possible, then figure out what shall I do next, step by step. With her advice, I have decided what shall do in the future research. So anyway, critical thinking is helpful for us both in research life and everyday life.